Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Breeders' Crown of Limbs go this weekend. One of the horses to look for is a two-year-old sensation, Big Jim. James Friday Dean, the trainer, says he's the nicest two-year-old he's ever worked on. We'll ask him what the roadmap is for Big Jim heading into his three-year-old season. We'll touch upon classic rock and roll. That three-year-old is for sale. That and more on this edition of Trot Radio. But first we start with... Out of the gate. That fluttering sound you might hear is that of betting dollars flying out of Windsor Raceway since a whole race-fixing scheme at the track broke wide open. Opening night handle at the Border Oval was just $177,067 last year, same time, $262,467, close to $100,000 less. If there's any lesson to be learned about this whole sordid affair is that if we're not careful, some are going to scheme us out of our jobs. Standardbred Canada's development and sustainability plan got an endorsement from HANA this week. The Horse Players Association of North America says it particularly likes initiatives such as seeded pools, jackpot bets, lower effective takeout, the exchange wagering idea, handicapping leagues, customer retention techniques and promotion. And speaking of gambling, somebody should build a nice track in Saskatchewan. Turns out the biggest gamblers per capita in the country aren't from Toronto, Montreal, or even Vancouver, but yes, Saskatchewan. StatsCan reports that the average Saskatchewan household spends about $720 a year on gambling. Alberta checks in second with $645, and guess who finished at the bottom of the list? Believe it or not, La Belle Province, Quebec, just $390 per year. That doesn't buy you many VLT spins at Le Club Gogo. James Friday Dean, or shall I call you just Friday? Welcome to Trot Radio.
Hi, how you doing, Norm?
I'm good. You've got Big Jim down at the Breeders' Crown. You've said this is the best two-year-old you've ever trained. Even better than a Dune Beg, say?
Training down, he always acted like he could, you know, go as much as you wanted to do, or his Doombag, he was like a little bit of a project, really, you know. I don't think we knew that we had Doombag all winter, and, you know, a horse like that all winter, though, with Big Jim, we thought we had a real nice horse.
Well, yeah, you went from a smallish horse like Doonbeg to Big Jim. This horse is twice won in 150 and 2. He's fresh off a win in the Champlain. How do you assess his chances in the Breeders' Crown?
I think he's got a heck of a chance. You know, of course, the draw will make some difference in that and how he handles this track. But from what other trainers have told me, it's a good track, and pretty near any horse can get over it. So, I do think we have one of the top three colts in the country right now.
Yeah, speed wise, what do you expect to see from him going into his 3-year-old year?
It's kind of tough to say. You know, he's got the Breeders' Crown left, and then the Governor's Cup after that. So, you know, if we make the finals of them both, that'll be 11 starts, and that's plenty. Mm-hmm. And he's already got 150 2-year-old speed. He really has no physical problems. And if he comes back good, he could be a 48 horse, 49 mm-hmm. horse, which they have to be as a 3-year-old.
Yeah, well, you know what's scary is that 150 is now claiming pace speed at WEG.
It's gotten that way. Speed doesn't really matter sometimes.
Not anymore. It's almost getting to the point where, like the thoroughbreds, not a lot of attention's paid to actual timing because everybody's so fast. But 3-year-old year, what do you plan for him there?
He'll have plenty. I haven't really gone over the schedule yet, but he's got the Abitalo with the Meadowlands for Jersey breds, or we can sit around at home and, you know, go the Burlington North American Cup route with him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
You know, just see how he comes back, and of course, it's up to the owner, too, so...
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Whatever way he wants to go.
You've had a glorious run with classic rock and roll, $180,000 purchase at Harrisburg, won his division of the Little Brown Juggalims. What attracted you to him when you saw him in the ring at Harrisburg? I mean, aside from looks, obviously being a half-brother to No Pan Intended and Better's Delight must have impressed you, but what did you see about him that really grabbed you?
Well, really, I didn't have a whole lot to do with him when we bought him as a two-year-old. Mr. Grant wanted him. And we did go and look at him, and he was a, you know, a beautiful-looking animal. You couldn't fault him at all. Actually, Mr. Grant bought him on his own and had no intentions of sending him to Florida. He brought him back to Canada, and the night before I shipped to Florida, he called me and asked me to take the horse. So I just seen him at the sale. I didn't really look him over that carefully, but like I say, Mr. Grant wanted him, and he bought him.
Any plans for him as a four-year-old?
Actually, he's in the Harrisburg sale. You know, Mr. Grant passed away, and Kay, his wife, she has the horse now. And, you know, she's now that Jack's gone, she really hasn't got much interest in the horse racing business, and she wants the horses sold off, and he's in the Harrisburg sale.
Well, I'm sure he's going to fetch a tremendous price, and with his ability, you can look forward to seeing this guy in a lot of breeders' crown events for aged horses and so on throughout his career. The one good thing about him being a gelding, I guess, is that, you know, we'll probably get to see him at 4 and 5 and 6 as long as he stays good. We talked about the fact that he's got 150, sub 150 speed. He displayed that when he was second by a nose in the final of the Simcoe. But it almost seems like he keeps missing the big ones, James. Not by much, but, you know, what do you attribute that to? Bad racing luck, or do you think he still just needs to mature a bit?
Well, maybe he just needs to mature a little bit. His biggest thing is his attitude. You know, he... up home, it's a little tough to race him like the way the drivers would like to race him. You know, they have the whipping rule now. And, you know, I'm not saying I want the horse whipped, but I know the night he was second in the Simcoe, John said if I could have just raced the horse like he was at the Meadowlands, he would have won. And of course, he got beat a nose. And you know, at the Delaware, he was able to get a little more aggressive with him. But he, like John said, he never took his hands out of the handholds. In the first heat, and you know, the second heat he raced okay. He was fifth. I don't. He'd never experienced two heats on a 90-degree day,
and he got plugged in too. He got boxed in. He looked as though he was a little shuffled, didn't he?
Well, not really. He was actually gapped out the whole mile, and it was just tough to keep him interested. So you know, and the night he was second for Jody in the 3-year-old open, I was surprised he hung like he did. Like. Being on the front end like that, I know when you train the horse, he's never been a good horse to cut a mile with. He likes to, you know, come from off the pace. And the night of the Simcoe thing set up, they got racing up front, and he was able to pick up the pieces at the end.
We'll see what happens to him in his four-year-old year. How proud must you be of the fact that Doonbeg gets shipped overseas to Ireland, and he's breaking almost every record in sight, racing on turf?
Oh, it's good to see the little horse doing well, and, you know, he's got a heart of gold, that horse, and, you know, it only makes sense that he'd be a good horse over the grass, being, you know, a nice, you know, light horse and that, and he's quite an animal.
I want to ask you about the fact that many of your connections are very much in favor of Standardbred Canada's initiative for racing development and sustainability. What's your feeling on it? I mean, it is asking, you know, everybody in the game to take a bit of a hit, 5%. Guys like Jody Jameson, fellows like that are saying, yeah, but it's worth it. What's your take on it, Jim?
Well, I haven't really looked at all the things they want, and 5% seems like to me, it seems like a lot of money. But, you know, if they put it to good use, then, you know, maybe it'll work. But, you know, I haven't really read into it or seen anything on it yet, so I really don't know.
We'll see what develops from it, and we'll hope that you know, something can be done. We want to wish you good luck in the Breeders' Crown on Saturday, James Friday. Dean, keep us posted on how things are going, and thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, thanks, Mark.